This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for September 15th. I'm Paul Plack. The NTSB has blamed last year's midair over the Hudson River between a Piper Saratoga and a helicopter on, quote, the inherent limitations of see and avoid, unquote. NTSB plans to hold a public forum on child passenger safety December 9th to address the safety of children traveling in airplanes and in cars. USDOT says America's largest airlines reported only three flights in July with tarmac delays of more than 3 hours. Boeing's airborne laser testbed broke a string of successes with a glitch a few days ago when the aiming system couldn't lock onto a missile in its boost phase. The Wall Street Journal reports BAE Systems has put parts of its U.S. commercial aerospace business up for sale for as much as $2 billion. AFP News cites official state media in reporting the Chinese plan to land men on the moon by 2020. Air China is buying four Boeing 777 airliners worth $1.15 billion at list, but the airline says it received significant price concessions. The obstacle collision avoidance system is getting a test on some new high-tension lines built across the Ohio River. The system detects approaching planes, turns on strobes, and will even alert pilots by radio. Honeywell UOP predicts the FAA will certify its biofuel by the end of this year. And ground personnel processing a Gulf Air airliner discovered a newborn baby boy in a trash can aboard the aircraft. Doctors say he'll be okay until the day he starts asking questions. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, I'll talk with former Cessna employee Jim Pittman about his erroneous interception by Wichita police in 2009, 18 months before it happened to John and Martha King in the same airplane. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.